The new-look Cavs are rejuvenated nearly 1 week after overhauling the roster. The Cavs have won back-to-back games since trading 6 players and adding 4 new ones. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Cavs instantly improved once they unloaded veterans like Isaiah Thomas and Dwayne Wade.
Sometimes what you try to do, we want to win a title, so you bring in these veteran guys. And you're bringing them in kind of on their last contract or their last leg or their last knee. Mm-hmm. And you find out that you thought there was at least a little gas in the tank and there's barely a fume. And that is exactly what happened here.
Well, now you've acquired some players who have fresh legs, kind of a thirst to win.
The 4 players, 3 of them are 25 years old. You know, Larry Nance Jr. and Rodney Hood and Jordan Clarkson. And then the other player, you know, the old man of the group in this sense is George Hill, who's 31. So they certainly did get younger. All of those players are under contract through next season. So you're not saying, boy, I wonder if they'll be back. A third thing that was in the back of the general manager's mind was this. You know, if LeBron leaves, because he's going to have that option at the end of the year, mm-hmm. I need some young players to begin to rebuild.
Okay, so it was looking forward.
Looking forward and also trying to infuse energy right now. It was kind of a 2 for the price of 1. That was the impressive thing about the deal, is that these guys will help you now, hopefully put a representative team on the floor next year if LeBron happens to leave. The young guys, LeBron looked at and said, you know, I think I got a chance again. See, that's what he was looking for. You know, give me some players that I think I could lead back to the NBA Finals, because he's been to how many in a row?
7.
That is a huge thing for him to keep that final streak going.
You wrote a column in the Plain Dealer about this, about Kobe Altman, the general manager, saying, it all starts with the big guy, and he meant LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a rejuvenated LeBron James, and that's what's really important here.
And to, you know, some people say, well, LeBron got pouty and everything, but to be fair to LeBron, he was looking at the team, especially when Isaiah Thomas was playing, and Isaiah Thomas is dominating the ball, and he's missing shots, and he's making turnovers, and he's playing poor defense, primarily because he had a major hip injury that was not healed. So LeBron's looking at this going, all right, so this guy has the ball, he's making a bunch of bad basketball plays, and we're losing. So why should I be enthused about that? Because remember, with LeBron, he always feels father time. He always says father time's undefeated. 15th season, 33 years old, this thing could switch, hey, in a couple years. So I'm very interested to see, you know, how they go from here. But these are the type of players now where Isaiah Thomas has been traded, the ball's back in LeBron's hands. So how do you think LeBron feels?
He feels back in control of this team.
Right. His destiny is in his hands.
Okay.
The streak is in my hands. Here's something else. This reminds me a little bit about in the middle of the 2016 season, when another Cavs general manager, David Griffin, fired David Blatt, the coach.
Yeah.
The players didn't like David Blatt. Part of the reason he was fired is David Griffin said, all right, you don't like him? You want Ty Lue to be the coach?
It's on you.
It's on you. Excuses stop. So this time it's like, you don't like some of the old cranky guys I brought in? You wanted younger, fresh legs? There you are. And those guys are gone. So I don't want to hear it. You know, another factor kind of looming here is a player is now getting a chance to play, a young player who wasn't playing earlier. Jetty Osman is spelled the city, but it's Jetty Osman.
I wanted to ask you about him because I've been watching him. He's been playing a
mm-hmm.
bit, and he's kind of a fun guy to watch.
He's 22 years old. He's from Turkey. Now, I had some top people tell me in the NBA, especially some agents, oh, they're wasting a spot on this kid from Turkey. He won't help them. Kobe Altman, the 35-year-old general manager, rookie, said, no, I think Osman will help us because of his hustle. And he's sort of like a miniature version of Anderson Varejao, you know, or Matthew Dellavedova, and those kind of hustling guys running around. And LeBron has become very taken with him because he likes that kind of player.
This is going to be exciting.
I'm really looking forward to the games from here on out, and I think the fans are too. It's amazing how just the whole tone of emails and comments from fans I just run into in stores, everything just changed within a few days.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what to expect from the Indians as pitchers and catchers report to spring training today.